A mother is demanding justice for her son, allegedly beaten to death by police in Central Asia. The man died in Uzbekistan, which has become an important U.S. ally in the war on terror, which we've just been speaking about. But Uzbekistan is also accused of human rights abuses. Now, the U.S. government is supporting the woman's effort to prove how her son died in police custody. She's refusing to bury his body until the government allows foreign experts to investigate his death. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tashkent.
Despite pressure and threats from the Uzbek authorities, Lyudmila Bochkaryova refuses to bury the body of her son, Andrei.
I just told them, and I will continue to tell them, until there's an independent investigation, my son will not be buried, no matter how hard this is for me as a mother. Because torture and executions continue to take place here, and there needs to be justice in Uzbekistan.
36-year-old Andrei Shilkovenko died a week ago in the custody of Uzbek police. Authorities first arrested him at his home last April in the small industrial town of Gazalkent. His mother says Shilkovenko, a part-time construction worker, had had several run-ins with the police in the past. He was not involved in any political activity. Police told Bochkaryova her son was a suspect in a murder case.
The night they took him, we ran to the police station and stood next to the gate. We heard him screaming from inside. The police forced me at gunpoint to go home. During this time, they were beating my son like an animal. Later, a young man who had been in the station came and told me, "The police made mashed potatoes of your son."
One of Shilkovenka's sisters saw Andrei briefly once during his month in custody. She said his face and torso were swollen, bruised, and bloody. Then last week, Gazalkent police summoned Bochkaryova to pick up her son's body. They said he died after he tried to hang himself.
The marks on the body to me don't appear to be consistent with the government's story of how he died.
Alison Gill of Human Rights Watch shows photos she took of Shilkovenko's body one day after his death. In addition to bruises, gashes, and puncture wounds along his head, torso, and legs, the man's genitals appear to have been burned. Gill believes Shilkovenko was tortured to death, and she wants foreign experts to prove it.
This is already the third death in custody that I have investigated. It's the fifth since May of last year that we know of. And this is a small office. There are only two of us here. I wonder how many there are that go undetected.
On Friday, the U.S. State Department condemned what it called the recurrence of unresolved and unpunished deaths in detention in Uzbekistan. And it called on the Uzbek government to launch an independent investigation into the Shilkovenko case. Washington and Tashkent have become close military allies in the war on terror, with U.S. troops stationed at an Uzbek airbase near the border with Afghanistan. But the State Department is now threatening to withhold millions of dollars in U.S. aid if the Uzbek government does not improve its dismal human rights record. Uzbek officials could not be reached for comment on this case, but human rights activists here say the Tashkent government has issued visas to American forensic experts who want to examine Shilkovenko's body. The autopsy could be held as soon as tomorrow. If this goes through, it'll be an unprecedented step for Uzbekistan's authoritarian regime. As for the grieving mother, Lyudmila Bochkaryova, earlier this week, she showed a visitor into the darkened apartment building where she's been hiding since Andrei's death. Bochkaryova says the town authorities have threatened, harassed, and followed her since she brought international attention to her son's case. One of her daughters has been holding a vigil at the morgue to prevent officials from following through on threats to bury Andrei's body without the family's approval. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tashkent.